Turkey has no nukes, no nuclear storage facilities, no programs of no nuclear. Turkey's, which Germany and maybe Ukraine and Italy and Japan, and they're with NATO. And yeah, I said keep on both of these pages on like on most of my stuff, keep and stuff. Like I do illustrations of comic characters, my own, or my, yeah, and like writings and stuff. But basically, it's Star Wars time, like with Russia, China, I ran storage facilities. But Turkey's with NATO. They have some evil people killing dogs in Turkey, certain ones in Turkey, the country. Also, raw turkey meat, turkey, has caused salmonella. Yeah, because it's raw. You're not supposed to eat raw. You're not a wolf. Yeah, why? How can... I'm not sure if they could eat raw turkey, but they could eat raw steak. First off, it's just as bad for humans, but... I mean, raw turkey is like raw bird, and you know... Of course you could get sick from raw bird, you know? It's a type of bird. I saw this turkey hugging this man, and he was pardoned for Thanksgiving. I mean, he was pardoned. He was pardoned. The turkey was pardoned. He hugged the man, and the man hugged him. I don't think we should have turkeys anymore. I was like, because this one turkey hugged this guy, and he hugged the turkey back. I said, I like bread stuffing and stuff, but anyways, even though Germany and Japan surrendered, and Japan got rid of their military, they're wanting to get back their military. And if Kim Jong-un, if they decide to say, oh, they're going to test one of their second nuclear storage site, or if they got sold some weapons, then we would definitely attack North Korea if they break their contract. But actually, Japan could go back to, I don't know, that'd probably be World War IV, but World War III is probably, Russia has 37 nuclear storage facilities. I thought that movie in Wonder Woman, that this one turkey, employed by the Germany, Germany, in the movie, they were in Turkey developing weapons. So I'm surprised Turkey doesn't have no nukes. Supposedly Russia, despite their 37 storage facilities, they have 4,300 nuclear warheads, and we have 4,000 nuclear warheads. Just because they have, we have 4,000. Just because they have 300 more doesn't mean anything. I say that we get rid of their storage facilities. They might not be attacking us. They might, you know, be trying to go into shelters. You know, they didn't attack us when we destroyed Syria's three locations bases, nuclear storage facilities. I was going to say, not MOABs, but maybe like nuclear warheads on the nuclear storage facilities. And then the rest, of the nukes, like if we have 2,000 left over, or if we have 3,000 left over, then we should destroy the other 1,000. Or, I mean, if we only use 1,000, then we should, yeah, if we only use 1,000, then we should, on all of the bases combined, then we should destroy 3,000. If Russia gets attacked by Kazakhstan, they might want to use it on Kazakhstan. You know, Russia, would be possibly District Columbia or Pennsylvania or New Jersey, no, or Pennsylvania or New York, Texas, California, Montana, North Dakota, El Paso, and Colorado Montana, North Dakota. Russia has 37 storage facilities. But I doubt they would want to use all 4,300. I mean, a country doesn't want to destroy a country, because besides the tariffs, which we could end if at any time, because of a war, but, you know, so, I didn't hear no thunder. I'm hearing this. Some ambulance went by across the street. We have 50 states, so it'd be like 50. We need to get the Russian spies, and Maria Butina needs to be in jail, and Rick Santorum needs to be questioned. Why was he with Butina? Now Rubio says China is also, you know, their spies. And Rubio, I was like, why are you talking about Trump and Russia or Trump and Putin? 76 Republicans went to Russia on the 4th of July of one of America's holidays, one of the United States of America's holidays. But Democrats are bad because they're wanting war with Russia. I say if we attack all of their 37 nuclear facilities, operational facilities, that they won't attack back. As long as we don't hit populated areas, as long as we don't do that, as long as we hit only their storage reactors, which would only go a few miles, or would only go like a certain number of blocks. Or whatever I saw in that video of one going off. But yeah, it depends how much they're reacting in the reactor. What's going on in the reactor. But yeah, but I mean, so, but besides the reactors, in storage facilities, maybe at the reactors, but at storage facilities, we also need to take out their storage facilities where their warheads are. Let's take out Russia's 4,300 warheads, and where are they? We should find out by intelligence, and then destroy the 4,300 warheads, and then their storage facilities, or most of them. They do not want it for energy. That's what I'm going to tweet next. We could keep some of them for energy if they need energy, but not all of them. And we need to take out their nuclear warhead storage facilities. And then we could get rid of ours. Oh, how many warheads does China have? Destroy them and then destroy ours. How many warheads does Iran have made? But they have nuclear storage facilities. They have uranium mines. They have uranium enrichment facilities and nuclear research centers. Oh, uranium conversion center and Callus and FASA and Bashar. One time before, I was like, some maps about Russia or something about refueling stations. Okay, could I get like, could I get some stars, you know? If I was ordering in Colorado, that'd be great, man. And someone's like, you could deserve as much money as you need to live the rest of your years. And here's your stars, you know? Even if I didn't get stars, but... heck, I could be like Grant or... And the more Trump wins, is he could earn some stars, too. Besides his Hollywood star, for being a businessman. Not an actor. But yeah, so... there are true solutions... yeah, sometimes he should shut up. Like, he says, like, some things that he says, the same things over and over, the same things. But, like, he's probably going to be most famous for is his Iran thing. And he, like I said to this one woman, he's a patriot. He's a true patriot. There's no reason for his impeachment. There's no reason for Twitter to block Donald Trump or, you know. And Dominic Holman is like, a true American patriot too, you know? Giving this info on Twitter, typing it, and then doing an Anchor podcast, Anchor Wheeler podcast, Twittering it. Actually, since he probably looked right at the other two or three, then that's great because, you know, but I don't need to post it on Facebook Live or any of my Facebooks because... Twitter is where it'll mainly be used, and maybe intelligence officials or he's going to have them look at it, and that's great, you know. We know where their nuclear reactors are. We know where their operational ones are. And of course, this was on WeHe, and like I read like where the red dots are, red circles are, is where the operational ones are, and the cities or the reactors. And I wrote them down, and I tweeted them. I typed them on Twitter. Also, I'm gonna tweet we need to destroy some reactors, and also destroy some nuclear warheads and find those storage facilities. And they might be at the reactors, but we need to know where their warheads are, and we need to destroy them. There's no reason for Russia to have 4,300 nuclear warheads, and there's no reason for them to have 37. There's no reason for them to have 37 nuclear reactors, operational reactors. That's like having a Death Star. I unplugged it because my phone got to 100% charge. Unplugged it. I'm going to tweet at Real Donald Trump. I already did that. Not right now. I'm just going to post it on the same, on my tweet line. About the, why do they have 4,300 nuclear warheads? We need to destroy them. Find them, destroy them, seek and destroy. And also, and why do they have 37 nuclear reactors? Bye, Russia. I'm not sure if I'm ever falling in love with a Russian woman. And I think Rhonda Rousey is Scottish, but she might be part Russian, but I don't know. I don't want to be saying just to be saying, but I think she's part Scottish and Rousey. Anyways. I hope it was CGI. She was in a movie and, like, the side of her thing, they put something on it and it blew. But hopefully it was just, like, CGI and stuff, hopefully. Or, like, a blank or something. Anyways. Turkey's probably developed certain gas-like weapons. And maybe certain plasma weapons. I don't know. But Turkey has no nuclear weapons. But Russia, China, and Iran, yes, why do they have that many? And why does Russia have that many? And why do they have that many? I'm going to tweet now, and I'm going to help end this. And then our Air Force and our, which would be True Heroes, and then maybe he'd get a short parade. Also honoring the troops. And then that's when he could get his prey. Already certain states have cut certain people's, like black people's programs and stuff. Reducing or cutting it, and their husbands or ex-husbands are happy, and like, because they would get divorced and say, we don't need you, we have government's assistance. What if he was a good husband? And they might say, I don't care. So then that's screwed up, and you should lose your assistance, because you're saying, if he has a car, I don't have a car, so like, you know, I can't be going to the store for you. That's why I say have a handmaiden, or have some help or something. Have some assistance, because I can't, you know, I don't have a car, and the worst of smart cars are driverless cars. I don't have one, but you know, I don't have a car. So, anyways, if a father goes to the store for you, and you know, but yet you divorce him because you have assistance, that's messed up. Like certain dudes that are responsible, but yet you divorce them, that doesn't make no sense. And I'm single, and I'm not responsible. Kind of makes sense. But, like, no, maybe not. But, anyways, oh, man, these Facebook women. Don't mind me on Messenger. Don't talk to me and this, and this, and that. And, like, I unfriend them, and it's like, I don't want to hopefully not to be unfriending anymore. It's just like, can't Messenger lie? And why can't you be open to receive a message? Why can't guys be acquaintances with women? And why is it only, you know, Jeff, Austin, and Mar, or Jeff, Austin. And they're cool. They're cool. I think they're cool. I say they're cool. You know, they're cool. You know, they're awesome. They're awesome. But, you know, pretty much awesome. Pretty much awesome. But why can't a woman be an acquaintance? And I gave Lena Fanani my address. Lena Fanani my address. And she doesn't have to reply, but I'm just wondering, like, you know, I'm really disbelieving in women. I'm really disbelieving in my chances, you know. I've never failed in with a woman, but, I mean, my ex was a Scorpio. I'm not sure, under Pluto, I don't know, but she didn't believe in service, so I didn't have to service her. And when I said, oh, there's this Marissa, and maybe, you know, I was like, or there's this Tiffany, or I think I said that, and like, I didn't want her knowing my info, but then, like, maybe she was in the Minotti, I don't know, but the fact is, maybe she could have, like, said, you know, I wasn't supposed to do this, but, you know, if you ever need me, just, you know, Skype me, you know, she could have done that, or maybe not, but possibly she could have looked up my phone number, I don't know. I don't know. But I tried Skyping her one time and she didn't respond. Or she hasn't come over. So yeah, I think something happened to her or something. She said, is it because of this one thing? And I said, no. And I think I said, maybe. Like, well, like, I meant, like, you're not supposed to know someone's info from the government anyway. You're not supposed to know that. So, it's supposed to be private, you know. If her not being serviced or anyone being serviced, I mean, come on, that's not being Republican. Like, I've been volunteering and stuff, and getting massages. Anyways, I'm going to tweet a few, I'm going to do a tweet, and then, yeah, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to go to war, but we could prevent destruction. We could prevent true destruction. Prevent true destruction. Prevent true destruction.